Welcome to this beginner Ableton Lev 12 lesson on building a moonlit jungle Hoover stab workflow for heavyweight sub impact. Today we're making a riser that actually does a job in the arrangement, not just a random whoosh, not just noise for the sake of noise, but a proper tension tool that pulls the listener toward the drop and makes that sub hit feel bigger when it lands. In drum and bass, this matters a lot. The drop is only as strong as the setup before it. If the riser is too loud, too wide, or too busy, it steals energy from the sub, but if it's shaped well, it creates anticipation, leaves space, and makes the first kick and sub note feel massive. We're going to build this using mostly Ableton stock devices, so even if you're new, you can follow along and save the chain as a reusable rack later. First, create a new MIDI track and name it Hoover Riser. Keep it separate from your drums and bass. That separation is important, because in DNB you want total control over the transition without messing up the low end. Load your devices in this order: wave editable or analog, then auto filter, saturator, reverb, delay, and utility. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM if you're working in a typical DNB range. Make the clip one or two bars long. For the MIDI, start with one sustained note, usually somewhere around G2 to C3 depending on your key. Now let's create the actual Hoover sound. If you're using wave editable, start with two saw oscillators. Detune them slightly so the sound has width and movement, but don't go too wide yet. Keep a low-pass filter on it, and shape the amp envelope with a very short attack, a medium decay, and a moderate sustain. If you prefer analog, do the same basic thing: two saw waves, slight detune, and a bright but controlled tone. A good beginner starting point is detune around 5 to 15%, filter cutoff around 40 to 60%, resonance around 10 to 25%, attack at 0 to 10 milliseconds, and release somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds. At this stage, keep the sound a little ominous. We want moonlit jungle energy here, so think foggy rave tunnel, not glossy trance lead. The point is tension, not prettiness. Now write your MIDI. You can use one long note for a smooth rise or two notes with a small gap if you want a more chopped, jungle-style feel. Either approach works. For beginners, one long note is the easiest place to start. Next, we shape it into a riser. This is where the magic happens. Open auto filter and automate the cutoff so it rises over the length of the clip. Start the cutoff low, somewhere around 250 to 700 Hz, and bring it up to somewhere between 4 and 10 kHz by the end. If you want a stronger sweep, use a 24 dB low-pass filter. That gives you a more dramatic reveal. Try drawing a smooth curve at first, then make the final quarter of the bar steeper. That last bit is where the tension really spikes. In DNB, the ear loves that sense of acceleration right before the drop. You can also automate pitch if you want a more obvious climb. But even if you keep the note fixed, the filter movement alone can create a strong rising feeling, because as the sound opens up, our brains read that as increasing energy. Now add saturator after the filter. This is not just for loudness. It adds harmonics, grit, and wait so the riser can cut through the mix without you simply turning the volume up. A good starting point is 2 to 6 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. If it starts to feel too hot, lower the output a little. The goal is density, not harshness. This is one of those places where a little extra drive can really help in a busy mix, especially if your track has breaks, atmospheres, and bass movement all happening at once. Saturation helps the riser stay audible on smaller speakers too. After that, add reverb. Keep it spacious, but don't let it smear the low end. Set the decay somewhere between 1.5 and 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and dry wet somewhere around 10 to 35%. Then add delay if you want a little echo and trail movement. A 1/8 note or dotted 1/8 works well, with moderate feedback and a fairly low wet level. Here's a really important DNB rule: keep the FX return or the effect chain high-passed. If the reverb and delay are filling up the sub-region, your drop will lose punch. Use EQ8 if needed and cut the low end of the effects aggressively, usually somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz and below. That one move alone can save a lot of muddy transitions. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is a very useful Ableton workflow. Once the riser sounds good, create a new audio track called Riser Resample. Set it to resampling or route the Hoover track into it, then record the full riser movement. Why do this? Because once the sound is audio, you can edit it more easily. You can trim it, fade it, reverse it, slice it, and arrange it exactly where you want it. In fast genres like drum and bass, that speed matters. After you record it, Trim the audio so it ends right before the drop. If needed, add a tiny fade out. You want a clean handoff to the sub. If the tail is too long, it will blur the impact. Now we're at the most important part of the lesson, the handoff to the drop. Your riser should lead into the drop, then get out of the way. That means in the final beat, or even the final quarter beat, you can open the filter a little more, push the reverb momentarily, and then cut the riser cleanly before the sub and kick hit. If the arrangement allows it, even a tiny pocket of silence right before the drop can make the impact feel much harder. That little vacuum effect is powerful. The listener leans forward, then the sub arrives and slams. This is why the riser must not become the main event. It's a setup, not the chorus. It should support the drop, not compete with it. For the sub layer itself, keep it on a separate track. Use a clean sine-based sub or your usual bass patch, but make sure it stays mono and centered. If needed, use utility to keep the width at 0% on the sub. The Hoover can be wide and animated, but the sub should be solid and focused. If you want a jungle or rollers flavor, you can add a few finishing touches. Try a short break chop under the riser, a tiny ghost snare in the last half bar, some subtle vinyl texture, or a reverse reverb swell before the rise begins. Keep those details tasteful. The Hoover stab is the headline. Everything else should frame it. A really useful beginner trick is to think in layers of energy, not just volume. A riser feels bigger when brightness, density, and stereo motional increase together. It does not just need to get louder. It needs to feel like it is opening up and becoming more unstable. Also, check the riser in mono. If it collapses badly, simplify it. In heavier DNB, you want the core sound to still work even when stereo tricks are reduced. If you want extra intensity, try a second layer one octave up at very low volume, or use a slightly harder saturation setting only in the final part of the riser. That gives you a stronger escalation without making the whole thing too bright too early. Another strong move is to save the whole chain as a rack once it works, something like DNB Hoover Rise. That way, next time you start a track, you already have a proven transition tool ready to go. Let's recap the core workflow. Start with a saw-based Hoover sound on its own MIDI track. Shape it with filter automation so it rises over one or two bars. Add saturation for density. Use reverb and delay for space, but high-pass the lows so your sub stays clean. Resample the results so you can edit it like audio. Then cut it cleanly right before the drop so the sub impact hits hard. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the best risers are focused. They create tension, they respect the low end, and they make the drop feel heavier because they get out of the way at the right moment. For practice, try making two versions. First, make a clean moonlit riser with gentle filter movement and moderate reverb. Then make a heavier jungle version, with a bit more saturation, a sharper rise at the end, and maybe a small break chop underneath. Compare which one leaves more room for your sub and which one makes the drop feel bigger. If you remember one thing from this lesson, remember this. The riser's job is not to impress on its own. Its job is to make the kick and sub feel devastating when they arrive. That's the Moonlit Jungle Hoover Stab workflow in Ableton Live 12. Build it clean, keep the low end clear, and let the drop do the talking.